Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 6. Verse 26. Woe unto you when men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Woo, glory. Amen. Chapter 17, Luke, verse 1. Then said he unto his disciples. Got any disciples tonight? Amen. Anybody disciplined by the Lord tonight? Amen. Then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Amen. Let me read one more. Won't take long. John 15, verse 18. Perhaps I should read, for good measure, verse 17. A little positivity and all this negativity. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. The world would love his own. Yeah. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Amen. I'd like to talk for a little while tonight on Mission Impossible. They got a new movie out, Mission Impossible, so I thought I'd preach on it. Mission Impossible. Amen. Usually, you know, when they talk about Mission Impossible, they look over the impossible situation, and they get somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger to make it possible. Amen. And so Mission Impossible becomes possible after a while. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Mission Impossible. Amen. Sister told me last night that some folks was lying on me. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? That the only way folks can talk about you is lie on you. Amen. That's the only way they can say anything bad to you is just lie on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Surely not me. Amiable, nice, kind, charismatic, understanding. Amen. Me, surely not me. Amen. Oh, glory. Praise God. I'll tell you what. You're not going to get through this world without some vinegar. You're not going to get through this world without some bitter herbs. Yeah, praise God. Amen. He said, then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible that offenses come. They're going to come. Lord, yeah, they're going to come. You know who they're aimed at? They're aimed at those that are subject to stumble. Those that are apt to stumble. I mean, if the devil can't get you to stumble on one thing, he'll erect a higher barricade, a bigger obstacle course. Amen. He'll make it tougher on you. Oh, praise God. Amen. The writer told about king that had flowers and everything shipped in to a place and had them planted, but some of those special vines died. Amen. And they asked why the vines died. They asked the maker, the creator, why the vines died. And he said, they only grow in the valleys. And so the maker cleaved out the flat ground and the fertile ground. Amen. He rent the hills with valleys. Amen. And turned the fruitful plain into valleys and waterfalls and dark shadows. Amen. And then planted the vines and they bloomed profusely. Praise God. We are not only going to have some valleys, but we need them. We're not only going to have some offenses, but we need them. Amen. Yes, sir. It is a mark of identification that the world hate you. And beware when all men speak well of you. Amen. I read it to you, didn't I? Did I read it to you? Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Now, who would you rather be among? Amen. The true prophets are the false. Amen. Did you know that they said concerning the false prophets, those are nice guys? Amen. Oh, those are nice, super nice guys. They're always got something positive to say. Amen. You know, Ahab didn't like Mordecai because he said he never says anything good about me. Well, Ahab had to straighten up his act because God and his people are looking for the good things. Amen. We're watching for it. The Bible said watch and pray. Amen. Some of these boys testifying about singing, you know, and having a wreck while it's going down the road singing. Amen. We need to paraphrase another scripture, watch and sing. Amen. Jimmy, you need to watch and sing. Amen. Randy, you need to watch and sing. Brother Gerald Green's coming home from Field Creek Church, driving down, I mean, Highway 63, and it's as bad as highways in mountains of Kentucky. It's as crooked. People have serious wrecks along there on Highway 63. Drive along praising God with his eyes shut and sideswiped some guy. He's trusting God. Amen. Hey, you better do what the Bible said. The Bible said watch and pray. Amen. Brother, if you want to watch and pray, amen, you better get out here on I-75 or any other highway around here, amen, especially on Friday night. You better watch and pray. They're having a lot of highway trouble, you know, people getting all stirred up on the highway and shooting somebody. Getting all stirred up on the highway and having running into each other, crashing their cars into each other, killing people. Amen. I mean, brother, you better watch and pray while you're out here on this highway today. Sudden death staring you in the face. Amen. I mean, it's a calculated possibility. It is a calculated risk when you get out there on the highway. Amen. Yeah, they have some states have a no-fault law. All states ought to have a no-fault law. all accidents ought to be a calculated risk. Amen. I mean, they ought to have such a no-fault law out there that they put the insurance companies out of business. Amen. That's the way I feel about it. Amen. I'm not too sure that that's not what's going to happen anyway. What it amounts to is they raise insurance higher and higher, and they got so many lawsuits, so many big lawsuits, pretty soon your insurance ain't going to be no count no way. Amen. Praise God. So they cancel it out automatically by a drawn-out process. Amen. Like inflation cancels out your savings. Amen. You rake and scrape and skip and save all your life till you get a little nest egg and the government comes along and devalues the dollar. Amen. It's not half as much. You thought you had $20,000 saved up. You only got $10,000 buying power. Who got it? Amen. The government stole it when they devalued the dollar. Amen. That's what's happening today. Amen. Oh, there are some impossibles. Amen. He said it is impossible, but that offenses come. Amen. It is impossible for you to get through this world if you're a child of God, and this world now hates you. The only way that you'll make it through this world not hate you, is get saved and have a heart attack right after you get up out of the altar. And then they'll say, he didn't have the goods. They'll say, he felt that coming on. That's the reason he came to the altar and got saved. Amen. And he had a heart attack. And if you're not careful, they'll say, you believe he really went to heaven. Amen. I'm telling you what, amen, they'd steal paradise from the dying thief, amen, if you're not very careful, because this world don't like Christianity. This world don't like anything that smacks of God. Why? Because if there's a God, he's up there and he's going to condemn the way they're living. Amen. There's a lot of churches don't like God either. Preacher in Barberville, Kentucky, Union College. Amen. Teaching one of our boys went over there, and he was so weak and naive about his convictions that went over there unsaved. Amen. And he's the one that brought me the book. It was his book that he gave me by Anderson, Understanding the Old Testament. He denied all the miracles. Said that Israel never went through the wilderness because the land couldn't maintain that many people. Well, that's a miracle of the whole thing. He rained manna on them every day. Amen. But he denied the miracles. Amen. Hey, the Red Sea didn't divide. They waded across at low tide. Amen. Elijah and Elisha's ministry were not real men, real people. It was just Jewish folklore. Well, if that's the case, Jesus was a liar because he vindicated. In his first message, he vindicated their ministry. Amen. He said Daniel was a forgery because it was written in three languages, and nobody could have been that accurate if he hadn't have been writing after the fact. Amen. Well, if Daniel is that accurate after the fact, he's better than most newspaper reporters today because they can't never get a story straight. Did you ever read a story that something that you was involved in that happened? Amen. Read it after it happened. You wouldn't recognize it if you didn't know better. Amen. They can't never get a story straight. The newspaper is the biggest gossip column there is in the world. The news media today is the biggest gossip concern there is in the world. Amen. And if they got a story straight, they'd twist it to make it sensational. Amen. And so you can't put much stock in most of what you hear. If Daniel really got it straight and accurate, he beat what a whole lot of newscasters does today. Amen. Well, amen. That includes the very best of them, if you don't mind. Amen. I'm telling you, thieves have a heyday if they can get a hot spot in the world and get people's minds on that. Amen. They can run clear off with a whole country and nobody even knowing about it, while the news media have chosen to focus in on this one situation. They're stealing whole nations. Amen. And nobody's paying any attention. Amen. They're watching what Dan Rather's got on the news. Amen. They're watching what Cokie Coley Roberts, or whatever her name is, amen, has got to say. Amen. And they could run away with a whole country. Amen. Daniel wasn't a forgery. Daniel was a truth of God. Amen. Written in three different languages because, amen, he was preaching to different people. Amen. And that's because he was smart, too. He was a sharp. Amen. He was so sharp that God in Isaiah, amen, prophesying concerning the king of Tyrus, amen, or was it Ezekiel, amen, said, thou art wiser than Daniel. Amen. Compared Lucifer to Daniel. Amen. Praise God. Daniel was a sharp cookie, brother. God gave him wisdom. Amen. Daniel wasn't a forgery because Jesus, amen, vindicated, put his stamp of approval on Daniel. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, amen, Jesus said Daniel told it right. Amen. But the false prophets today, amen, they can't stand the truth. They can't stand all the Word of God. Amen. Most preachers can't stand all the Word of God. Most churches and most denominations can't stand all the Word of God. It just makes them so mad they can't stand it. Amen. Brother Fred Hatfield backed one of them down in the corner, amen, till he didn't have nothing else to say, and he was so mad. He said, well, do you believe all the Bible? He said, yes, sir, I believe all the Bible, and I'm not walking home. He said, give me your card. The Bible says, give to him that asketh me. He said, you're not asking me, you're demanding me. Amen. Praise God. They'll twist the scriptures to suit their own ends. Amen. You are not going to get through this world if you're a child of God and everybody like you. Everybody in your family is not going to like you. Jesus said, I have come to bring a sword. I have come to bring division. And a man's enemy shall be they of his own household. Amen. I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They called me a miracle boy. Brother Fred Hatfield, I started preaching, used to introduce me as a miracle boy. He said, you have to know his family. He was raised up with my folks. Amen. You have to know his family like I do, he said. And he called me a miracle boy. It was because I survived in the midst of it all. Amen. I went home after I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and proudly announced at the breakfast table, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. My dad said, how do you know you got it? Amen. I said, because I spoke in other tongues. Amen. But I lived long enough to see them all eat crow. I lived long enough, praise God, to see them all shell down the corn. Amen. I lived long enough that they saw God's hand was upon my life. Amen. Oh, yes, praise God. I'll tell you what. They may not like you. They may hate you. They may speak evil of you. But you can be like that old Confederate soldier. He said we couldn't whip them, but we can outlive them. Amen. You're over 100 years old. Praise God. Woo! You may not be able to get out of this world without folks hating you, but you can outlive them. You can outlive the scandal. You can outlive the lie. Amen. Brother Cox told about a preacher. Amen. That they, when folks wouldn't have anything to do with. Amen. They'd set on him and he got up to preach. And finally, a preacher came through the country and questioned why. And they said thus and so. And they began to trace down the rumor that someone had started 20 years ago. 20 years ago. Amen. And finally traced it down to where it started. And it was a sinner man. And the old sinner man said, yes, I was the one that started that on him because I didn't like him. Amen. It caused people to set on that preacher for 20 years. But he outlived it. Praise God. You say 20 years, a long time. Amen. To be treated dirty. Ask Joseph about it. Amen. Nobody liked Joseph. His brothers didn't like him. Amen. Even his mom and daddy didn't think too well of him when he talked about the sun, the moon, and the stars bowing down to it. The sun and the moon, that was his mother and dad. And the 12 stars, that was his brothers. Amen. All bowing down to him. Amen. Yeah, their sheaves all bowed to his sheaf. And they cursed him for a dreamer. And they cursed him for a storyteller. And they cursed him for vanity. And I heard one preacher say over the radio, Joseph could have saved himself a lot of trouble if it hadn't have been for his own big-headedness. That's exactly the words he said. I don't believe no such thing. I believe Joseph, bless God, was honest. He was just an honest kid. And when he had those dreams, he just blurted it out. Amen. If it had been an old wise man, he wouldn't have told it. And then God wouldn't have had any prophecy to vindicate. When he told his dream, it was an effect, a prophecy. Amen. They hated him for it. That's why they sold him into slavery. Amen. But I thought about preaching on the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, 8:28, my golden text for my life. All things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Those old boys, that was his enemies. His dad, who was almost dead with a broken heart, amen, came to Egypt and ate. And his family and his people were saved because Joseph was despised. Think of that. Amen. Even that offense that someone has laid in your path that causes you to stumble, even that running interference with you. Yeah. Amen. Even though sometimes you got so addled that you run the opposite direction instead of the right direction. Amen. God will grab you by the shirt tail and turn you around if you're in his hands. Yes, all things do work together for good. No child of God who wants to live and walk in his will stray far from the will of God if he's honest. Amen. If he's got his ear tuned to heaven, he'll hear a voice behind him. Amen. And sometimes he may be prone to say, God, why didn't you tell me before? Praise God. God just lets some things go for his own glory. And all things do still work together for good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. It's wonderful when we stand at the end of the road and look back. All the opposition from false brethren and everything. Misunderstanding and offenses that came Paul's way and the things he had to endure from his own countrymen. And you know what he said as he looked back? He said, all these things that happened to me have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. Isn't that a sight? When you can stand and look back and say it was not only for my good, but it was for the furtherance of the gospel. It was not only for my good that God was working. He was working for the furtherance of the kingdom. Woo, glory to God. Sometimes when I enlarge upon the Lord's Prayer, I say, Thy kingdom come. And Lord, as I enlarge upon it, spread its bounds to the ends of the earth. Amen. Can you stand where you are and look back and say, Amen, all things are working for my good. I can see it now. I couldn't see it before, but I can see it. Or maybe you can't see it, but you're still honest. And you still got a good heart. And you still love the brethren, even though some of them have misunderstood you. Amen. And even so, some of them have propagated the untruths that people have spread. Did you know they took the words of Jesus and twisted them and used them against Him at His trial? Amen. They was trying their best to catch Him in His speech. Amen. And I read where Pilate asked Him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Amen. He said, Thou sayest, I am. Sometimes those other versions will water something down to where it don't even amount to anything. Amen. I was reading another version the other day. Amen. Prophecy in the Old Testament, a messianic prophecy, and it completely canceled it out. You couldn't recognize it. Amen. But in this case, amen. I read a paraphrasal where Jesus said, You said that I am. Looks in the King James Version like He casts all reflection on them. Amen. But the other version says, Amen. That's right, I am. Hallelujah. Amen. You said it. I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. But they took His words, no matter how amiably and how good He said them. They said, What we need we any further witness? Amen. Let's kill Him. They took His own words and twisted them. Amen. Praise God. Nobody could take my message, surely, and twist it and make it sound like something else. Amen. No, friend, you heard it from the horse's mouth. Amen. We got about 2,500 tapes up there. I said what I meant and meant what I said. Amen. And if I have to, I can say it again. Praise God. Some fellows came up to my house several years ago. Amen. And said, We believe what you preach, but we don't like the way you said it. Amen. I said, Well, amen, I meant just exactly what I said. And I said, If I have to, I can say it again. Amen. And I left them sitting there with their teeth in their mouth. Praise God. A few years ago, amen, some folks saw some men coming down here, three men going to meet with me in the basement. Amen. And some folks got worried about me. They was worried about the wrong fella. They should have worried about those three men. Praise God. Amen. Because I was pretty nice to tell the truth about it. Amen. I'll go the limit before I'll chew up my enemies and spit them out. Praise God. And don't you know I got more evidence behind what I preach than what I preach. I can't preach it all in one night. Amen. But I know what I'm talking about. I know where I stand. Amen. I took time to seek God. Amen. I haven't been idle. I've done my homework. I am a full gospel, Pentecostal holiness preacher from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And just because sometimes I preach with one eye shut and one ear shut to give some of y'all time to measure up is no sign that I've let down or let up or compromised or changed the message. Amen. I recommend all you preachers, amen, to learn how to pastor with one eye shut and one ear stopped up. Amen.
You'll find out your babes can't walk overnight. Amen. I took Jim and Kim and Jeffrey out to the garden to pull weeds. I want to teach them to work when they're 4 and 5 years old. I want them to learn to work. Amen. And they was pulling weeds all right. They was pulling the sweet taters with them. Amen. They don't learn overnight. Some of them learn slower than others. Amen. I had Danny and Gabriel helping me, and neither one of them knew too much about gardening. Amen. I found where they'd pulled up tomatoes with the weeds. Amen. Got all over old Danny. Amen. Told him to open his eyes. Amen. And watch. Can you tell the difference between weeds and tomatoes? Amen. And he told Gabriel, said, if you pull up something good, said, don't let him know it. Said, hide it. Amen. Amen. If some of us grew up kind of slow. Amen. Some of us grow slower than others. So we have to preach with one eye shut and one ear stopped up. Amen. But I've seen some come out of the kinks and make good ones. And I've seen a whole bunch go down. Amen. And wept because it went down. I'd like to have them back. And I'd like to try harder to keep them. Amen. But you don't make soldiers with soft soap. You know what soft soap is, don't you? Amen. It's 50% lie. Amen. Amen. Preacher does too much soft soaping. Amen. You got to have a whole lot of lie in there. Praise God. That's what the false prophets were. They told the people what they wanted to hear. They never told them what they didn't want to hear. Amen. And they spake well of them. They liked them. Amen. He liked that prophet that said, go and prosper until 400 of them walked before Ahab and said, go and prosper. Amen. One prophet came out. And he cupped his mouth just like the false prophets. And he tried to mock the false prophet, said, go and prosper in mockery. Ahab caught it, said, see there, I told you. I told you you wouldn't prophesy anything good. He told him, go and prosper too. But he caught the tone of his voice. He was doing it in mockery. He was parroting the false prophets. Amen. He said, take that man to prison and feed him with bread and water till I come back again. The prophet turned around and said, if you come back at all, I've not prophesied. Ahab, you ain't coming back. 20 years had passed since he had killed the prophet. Killed that man, took his vineyard, Naboth. Amen. 20 years had passed since the prophet had said, Elijah told him. Amen. And the place... the dogs lick Naboth's blood, they're going to lick yours. Amen. Soldier drew bow at venture. You shot high and far. One arrow left. Amen. It landed right between the harness of Ahab. He told his driver, take me out of the battle. I'm hit. Amen. Blood ran down, filled the chariot. And after Ahab had died, they dragged the chariot down to the water to wash it out. And the dogs came and licked. It's impossible. But that offense has come. There's always going to be a few Ahabs around. You can count on that. And a few Jezebels. Amen. Oh, but payday's coming. Someday, amen, the dogs lapped his blood. The dogs licked his blood, just like the prophet said. It's impossible, but that offense has come. But woe be unto them by whom they come. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged because you got opposition. Don't get down in the dumps. Amen. Because when you're doing the best you can, nobody understands. It just works that way sometimes. Amen. We wait on God, and God vindicates us. Amen. I waited on God. I waited on Him for years, and God vindicated me. Praise God. He vindicated me with my family. He vindicated me with my people back home. Amen. He vindicated me everywhere I went. You hold on to God. God will hold on to you. And that's all that really matters. Stand with me tonight. Amen. Ask God to touch lives. Ask God to touch souls. Ask God to bless the lives of men. Hearts of men. Hallelujah. Yeah, you lived your life to help others. You give your time and your money to help others, and others have made fun of you. Keep doing it. You'll be the one that'll come out on top. You'll outlive them. At least live long enough to see, for them to see you blessed, or you to see them changed, and it don't matter which way it works out. I like to see them changed, but I know I'm going to be blessed if I live for God. Amen. As we pray, as we sing, let's come around this altar. Let's pray. Let's seek God one more time.
Too many sunsets lie behind the mountains. Too many rivers my feet have walked through.